课堂听 class.com。
Now listen to part of a lecture in a psychology class. The professor is discussing children's fears.
All children experience periods of fear. Fears are normal, and they help children solve issues of change and development. Fears also call parents' attention to a child's situation so the parent will provide extra support when the child needs it. The fear of falling is built into each newborn baby in the form of a clasping motion. A baby will make this motion when he's uncovered or surprised or when he's dropped suddenly. His arms shoot out sideways and then come together as if to grab anything or anyone nearby. The baby usually cries out when he makes this motion. The startled cry attracts a parent's attention. Thus, even from birth, a baby is able to use this natural fear of falling to get help. Another fear that babies have is the fear of strangers, a natural fear that alerts the child to a new situation. Anxiety around strangers is one of the earliest signs of fear in babies. In studies that filmed babies as they played with adults, it was shown that even at 1 month old, the babies could distinguish between their mother, father, and strangers, and they showed this with clear differences in their own responses. Fears appear during periods of new and rapid learning. At 1 year old and all through the second year, a whole new world opens up when children learn to walk. They will both value and fear their new independence. At the same time, they learn to run away from their parents. Children also find new things to be afraid of: dogs, loud noises, strange people and places. Fears help children adjust to their new independence. By overcoming their fears, children acquire confidence in their own new abilities.
Using points and examples from the lecture, describe fears that young children experience and explain how these fears help children.